and Georgie, coming to you with chats about all aspects of design, creativity, and its influence on life.
Can I get a whoop whoop?
Whoop whoop.
This is Creative Clinks.
This episode has been sponsored by Accelerate Digital Systems. Looking for a way to automate your Google reviews and ensure they're 5 stars? What if I could tell you that you could have that and more? Hang around for the ad break and you'll find out how.
Hello, Miss Barbie. How are you?
I'm good. Wow, 2024. We were just discussing before we went press record that this is coming up to our second year anniversary.
More Kate. I'm excited.
So I'm just going to say, look, we have been a little bit slack towards the end of the year and the beginning of this year. We are recording this on the last day of January. So, hey, we have at least started recording on the first month of January. So apologies for that. And I'm going to say we're both to blame. It's life, hey?
No, 100%. And I'm glad you said both to blame because I was thinking it was mainly me. But I'm glad to share the burden with you 100%. I really needed to kind of unplug from a lot. I unplugged from a lot of things. And look, part of me is really regretting it because I'm really behind.
Uh-huh.
But that's fine. We've been playing catch up and that is what has been keeping me very preoccupied, which I dare say probably would be very similar for you.
Yes, I have a child that just started school last week. So I am trying to navigate lots of different things already this year, which I thought I was a really organized person. But starting school is a whole different ball game, and I've realized I'm probably not as organized as I actually thought. But what we actually thought we were going to talk about for our first episode of 2024 was needing a rebrand and maybe how will you go about it and why you might do it, because we have decided to do that ourselves. Yeah. Do you want to actually start talking about this, Georgie? Because you're the one who kind of instigated it.
Hell yeah.
And you just like went with it and you're like, oh, here's our new logo. I'm like, okay, great. Why do you think we needed it?
Well, I needed a refresh. It was a bit of a selfish decision because I just kind of put it in front of you and went, make half a choice for me and I hope you pick what I want you to pick. For me, it was like I felt like we've had a bit of a glow up since when we first launched, and we're still very playful and things like that, but I feel like we're definitely going down a more serious route as well. And I just wanted to be a bit more modern and just a bit more timeless in a way. So we could be really playful, but then we could still be really contemporary, professional. So whereas I feel like our last logo was quite confining, sits on that spectrum of, clearly I'm on the spectrum of some degree because I'm imagining what I'm trying to like tell you as, and I can see it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I wish I could like project that. Uh-huh. So then you could see what the hell was going on up here. But anyway, I digress. But like on the spectrum of like playfulness, and then you could like, and you know, going really sleek is really near, it's probably the opposite end of the spectrum. Whereas I feel like this new one, oh, I feel like she can do that.
Oh,
she,
I love
it. She's flexible.
She's
she's bendy. So that's why I went with all of that design. And it was thankful that a client didn't actually go for that design for their own logo, because I loved it so much that I went, oh, well, dibs.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Came from our last project. So.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Which is, pretty wild, which I'm sure we'll announce when that project is going to launch. Well, we'll drop the beans on what was that, the core inspiration for the change, actually.
Cool.
So shout out to Dita.
I think, like, I know last year we were talking about, wanting to do some more video content, and also, you know what I love? Like, I love doing our photo shoots, and that was fun. But also, I kind of felt in a way, and I think we discussed this, like, it was starting to become not us, because we are pretty organic and a little bit more. I'm going to use the word fluid, which I hate because it's actually like associated now with just gender. And that's not what I'm talking about, obviously, but just like a little bit more, we use bendy, which is good, but you know, just feeling like we were doing these photo shoots to try and look a certain way. And, but really, like, you know, let's be honest, you're sitting there having a vape in your bedroom. I'm sitting here in my pajamas, like literally we're both sweating like you have no idea. And so
my forehead is shinier than my future at the moment.
Same girl. Yeah.
And also, but I'm just going to shout out to this lighting right now because it is making, it is hiding everything. My skin is breaking out. I did, look, a self-confession, I did get like a family pack of TV snacks and ate them in bed.
I love that.
Several nights in a row.
I love that. So yeah, look, this is a perfect example. Here we are going, hey, look, this is actually what we are. But we are not saying we're slobs, okay? We do take care of ourselves.
Girls got to indulge though.
Correct. So I feel like there was a little bit of a conflict of like what we were presenting ourselves out there, how we actually spoke on our podcast, and then like here's these glamorous images of us, and I'm like, oh my god, the effort and the time that went into doing that. We still need to do some of these photo shoots, but I just think that it's not us.
I was worried you were gonna, I thought, god forbid, you were gonna say real, raw and authentic, so I'm glad you said fluid, to be honest. But I think I agree with you though. It just like, and look, I think the main essence of the fun was still there, which is what we are.
Yeah.
So I think that was always in those shoots. But I do agree with you that it feels like that it was, we had to do, fit more of a cookie cutter. And oh, look, we were really nervous. I know, I was shitting bricks. Like I was so nervous before when we first started. So it was like really trying very, very hard to be perfect and refined, but then still being what we were promoting. And I feel like now it's like I'm so much more relaxed.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of trusting in the process. And look, whoever's going to like this content likes this content.
Correct.
Whoever doesn't. Like there's a cup of tea for everyone.
Very good.
You know.
Yeah, well, I love it. Ooh. And, you know, as much as I can't stand the cliche of people like, oh, it's a new year, so it's a new me. But it does feel a little bit like that I'm quite happy. I think we were just due the change. And, yeah, and like you said, when we first started this, it was very much about, I guess, it wasn't just about design, but as we got more and different guests on and we started talking about just topics that we just felt we needed to chat about with each other, it has taken a little bit of a different turn in hearing probably more about people's stories and then relating it back to design in some way. So we're not just obviously purely about design or creativity, but I like this direction, as you said, because now we're becoming more mature and
mature.
Oh, yeah. And it feels good. It feels good.
It does.
I want to chat about, I've been talking to you about reinventing my brand, and I guess probably why I want to do that. And this is going to sound super hypocritical, actually, now that I think about this. So I'm talking about, obviously, us trying to be a little bit more authentic to what we are. But then what I'm trying to do with my own brand, for my design business, is I'm actually trying to take it up a notch and be a little bit more sophisticated, you know. And
sophisticated.
Yeah. And so then it's so funny, I hear myself talking like this and I'm like, wow, so I want my brand to be like that because they're the projects I want to work on. But deep down, I'm not that person, if that kind of makes sense. So I am probably a little bit more, I'm gonna say, raw, Georgie. These are the projects I want to work on, and I guess from a business point of view, that's who I need to attract. I don't know, am I actually being authentic with myself and my brand by trying to do that? But that's where I want to take my business. And so it's a hard one.
But even think about it, like, you've also probably been staring at that brand for years. Like, I don't know, as long as I've known you, you've had it. So
yes. And also, it was the brand that when I had a business partner, it was the same brand and same logo and that kind of thing. And it's not that I don't like it, it's just I think it's time to make it a little bit more me.
Yeah. And even it, like, I think I agree with that perspective as well, because I was thinking that it was from then, but you know, it's about like the full takeover, you know.
Yeah.
So I feel like once you've got something that's more in line with you, then it feels like, oh, this is really solely, like, you know, I've really built where it is now, type situation, and taking kind of ownership, I guess, in a way. Shameless self-toot. I'm pretty happy with my brand. I probably want to do a refresh, but I still want to keep the same like topography because I designed it as well. So I'd probably just be doing a little bit of tweaking, but I'm pretty proud of like the effort that I put into when I officially created it and because I feel like it's been quite timeless, but it, of course, due for like a little bit of something a little bit different, just a freshen, but you know, not like fit. I've got to reinvent the wheel, which is pretty good. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Yeah, but I would like to ask you from, I guess, this is more your field from like a branding perspective. I think if people are thinking about doing something like this, could you maybe give like three either top tips or like three things to focus on, first of all, when you want to refresh or a rebrand? What do you think, Georgie?
Probably the first thing I would do, first hot tip, if you're feeling this discomfort in the way you're looking, do a survey. Just survey a bunch of random people that either walk into your store or past customers or new people. There's heaps of different ways that you can do surveys, but I'd send out surveys going, what do you think of my branding? Please be real raw and honest, because I'm wanting to freshen everything up and be more in line with what we do and offer. And you'll get really authentic opinions. Try to stay away from family.
Yeah.
As much as like, I think at the end, then is their opinion quite valued, but I definitely seek other external things that where people aren't emotive. I feel like family get really personally invested and they also don't want to crush your ego. So they'll try to, you know, it might be a compliment sandwich or it'll be really confusing. And there's also too many chiefs and not enough Indians in that kind of regard that everyone wants their say. And I find it makes it very difficult for projects to move or even for yourself to come to a decision. So I'd be looking for outside opinions. And then when it comes to the final look, it'd be like, hey, I just want a little bit of input. What do you think of this new look? And then, you know, they're not trying to give you all of these options of what they would do, because at the end of the day, it's not their business. It's your business. And it's how you're looking. So that'd probably be my first hot tip for young players.
Can I stop you there for 1 second? Because I want to ask something.
Hey, listeners, your host, Georgie here. Just letting you know that we're going to have a brief intermission here to bring you something awesome. Let's talk about getting noticed. We all want those shiny 5-star Google reviews, right? They're like gold dust in our digital world. But how do you get them without breaking a sweat? Here's a secret weapon, the Accelerate Review Suite. Imagine a world where customers are leaving raving reviews automatically. No magic spells needed, just Accelerate. It's a platform that drives those golden stars straight into your Google reviews while you focus on what you do best, running your business. And because you're our special listeners, we've got a deal that's sweeter than your grandma's apple pie. For just $159 a month, exclusive to our Clinkers, you can get your hands on this review-generating wizardry. Plus, for our listeners, get a comprehensive Google Business Profile audit when you sign up, giving you all the tools that you need to get in the top local 3-pack. So, what are you waiting for? Boost your visibility, attract more customers, and let your business shine. Just head over to acceleratedigitalsystems.com/review-generator-suite and mention Creative Clicks. It's that simple. Accelerate Review Suite. Reviews on autopilot, success on overdrive. Link in this episode's description. Now, back to our show.
So, okay, so this is an example. I have a friend of mine who's just recently opened up a shop, and she was asking my opinion on her logo and the font and that kind of thing. And I felt like she was way too emotionally invested in it and wasn't coming from a business perspective. So I was looking at it from like, with like, I'm a customer, this is what I'm looking for when I want to buy from a brand. I like kind of quite strong branding, and it's very clear and distinct as to who you are and what you do. Whereas she was coming, I think, more from like a personal, like, how is my logo making me feel? And I don't know if I'm in line with it. And I don't know if I really feel like this is me. How do you, obviously, you want to love your own logo, right? But at the end of the day, for me, this is the way I see it. It's a business and you want people to buy from you. So where's that fine line between how do you know where to make a decision when you're gaining people's, I guess, feedback on your logo?
Yeah. I think that's an excellent point. And I think you I've definitely come across that a lot of times. And it can make work very difficult, especially when if someone's got very set ideas and comes to you going, hey, can you just make what I really want in my head, because I don't know how to do it, but you do. Can you just make that? Makes it very difficult because you're closed-minded. You're not open to like having that outside perspective, and as well as working with people. Definitely complicates things. When it comes to navigating it, it would be I ask a lot of more questions. And try to not debug them, but it's nearly get them giving them their own answer. And because it's, they've got to nearly hear it from themselves. So that's whether or not, okay, like what in particular about this is really important to you? Like why do you feel like this is resonating what your off service offering or product is?
Okay.
And then depending on the answer, it kind of, you can steer the conversation just circling back going, cool. Like, and if someone's really set, it'd be, this is my professional advice from my professional experience. My advice for you would be looking at the market. This is a lot of your competitors. Yeah, we want to stand out from them, but what's a common trend here? And it'd be pulling things apart like that, going, cool, like, how do you feel that you stand here? Like, do you feel like if you were a customer and you saw all these shops all side by side, which one would you pick? You're looking at the look and feel. That's what people are going to be drawn to. It's what they're attracted to.
Yeah.
I think if you also get quite emotive, that's probably where you'd need to have that little bit of awareness going into engaging with a professional who can help clear that way for you and get rid of that mud. And then they can present you something without you having to try and keep thinking about it so difficultly.
Yeah.
I mean, like thinking about it so constantly.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
thank you.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah. Tip number two, Georgie.
It'd be assessing like budget, like how much are you willing to invest? And I guess how dramatic do you want to have this change? If it's small tweaks, I definitely, look, it's got to sound biased, but I'd either, you do have to invest more. It's not going to be a couple hundred dollars. I think that's what a lot of people need to realize. Like, yeah, you can get cheaper, faster labor online. And, but I've also met business owners who have walked down the street that their practice is on and walk past a sign with the exact same logo for a coffee shop.
Darn.
So, you know, you're running into risk of a lot of that kind of thing. So if you can look at someone's portfolio that's local to you, you can really see there's a lot more originality and setting real expectations for yourself, because it's not going to cost you thousands and thousands. It just, well, depending where you go, it can cost that. If you really want it to, but there is, it's a definitely, I would advise against going the cheap way about it.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Number three. You know what? I think I'd like to add to that. I really loved how you said, like, assess your competition, which I think is, oh my God, how important is that? But then what about when you're talking about, like, what's your budget and stuff, like, where to spend your money on? Like, what's the priority and where to spend your money when you're rebranding? Like, would you say something, obviously your website is huge, or social media presence, or you know, updating your signage, like all that kind of stuff is going to be priority, because obviously everyone has a budget.
When I say looking at your competitors, it's definitely not comparing the pair and trying to compete against them in that more negative way. Like, you know, you're wanting to just do your own thing and do it really well. You still do that.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to attract people, that's what I'm looking. I'm just looking at the outside, the pretty paper on the outside. You do you on the inside and stay true to that.
Yeah.
That's, I definitely wanted to disclaim that.
Okay.
So yeah, but no, when it comes down to like budget, what I'm thinking of is if things are really tight in business and, you know, but you feel like this change will end up leading to a really good return on investment, it would be really looking at, okay, how much am I willing to, how much is available to spend? So it'd be looking at that kind of budget and going, cool, and advising those type of people to not dive into something for a couple hundred bucks, because especially if it's going to something that's a really big rebrand, which is going to need then even more investment on, you need to consider website, digital assets like email signatures, letterheads, if that's something that you need in your business. There's a lot that can go really involved depending on your business and your industry.
Hey, this is also a random thought though. You know how people sometimes when they rebrand, like let's talk social media, and that they completely like wipe out their feed and start again. What do you think about that? I love the idea of it, but then if you're trying to attract new clients, they're going to go, hang on, where's all the stuff that you've done before? But then you're starting over again because you've changed direction.
Depends what industry.
Okay, pretend it was my industry.
So I don't...
I might be talking about myself, okay?
Just asking for a friend. No, it's funny because I was thinking of a plumbing company.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking of a plumbing company, which is kind of hilarious. So yeah, it wasn't until the end. I went, oh, you.
Mate, yeah.
So in regards to you, I wouldn't. I'd keep everything there unless... I would advise doing a bit of a phase out if you are going to be, you know, and this is what I think what our conversation behind closed doors would look like anyway. So you'd be looking for a bit of a refresh. That means you're going to have some marketing afterwards to be able to promote and give awareness of the new look and feel, get attention from people. So be all that strategy in mind, you're going to be with, of course, we're going to think best case scenario. So you're going to get all these leads and you'll run off your feet calling people, yep. organizing appointments and doing all this work.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to have time to repost that content in your new brand.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it would be, I would leave it until you have time to invest into reposting that content, and you've got to put time into rebranding it up, making sure it's in line.
Interesting.
As long as the messaging, if anything, I would go through and edit all of the copy to make sure it was in line with your new look and feel and tone of voice.
That's good.
So I would make sure all of that's there. If there's more information to add, if there was an award that was won, you can edit and go, edited, we won an award for this, you know. So you can do things to help yourself to keep the content there and let it work for itself. And then from there, I'd then schedule time to be out if you're really nitpicky. But people like seeing that transition and change sometimes. So it depends how much you care.
Yeah.
Yeah, just depending how important it is.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Okay. I like that.
And then also it's nice to look back as well. Because then a really good tip I got given actually recently was to add significant events into your calendar and set yearly reminders. So every year, you know, whatever day, it'll give you the thing, you know, today I earned my first ever dollar as a solo business owner or things like that. So, you know, you could do, it's for me, it's like a visual version of that. It's just reminding me of, oh, like I this is where it started. And I think it's quite nice going through brands and seeing that transition of, you know, style and whatnot. Otherwise, there'd be a lot of people deleting a lot of content out there.
So true. I mean, we all change. Like, I mean, I can look back at something I did, you know, maybe 12 months ago and go, oh my God, what was I thinking? And that's the reality of it. And no one's going to be perfect or consistent all the time as much as we'd love to be. And it kind of shows a little bit more of like authenticity too. It's a hard one because like I'm thinking about the people, like how I'm trying to take a little bit of a change in direction and thinking about the people that I'm trying to attract. And I know it's going to be, it might be a bit of a tough slog to change from maybe people knowing me as a certain type of designer and now trying to change, like that's going to be hard too. And actually, here's another little top tip from my perspective. I did,
ooh.
I know, I last week did a really quick like 5-day, I'm not going to say it was a course, it wasn't, a 5-day consultation with kind of like a business coach. She's not branding specific, but we just kind of, I guess she was my sounding board in trying to figure out what I want and what I don't want. And it was really, really good because it actually came out that I still am not super clear as to what I'm trying to achieve, which is okay. And she's like, you don't need to, but you know that there is a shift happening in your business and that you're trying to work towards something. And you don't need to know all the answers right now. You just need to make like tiny little micro changes every week or whatever it might be to kind of steer you into the direction of where you're trying to go or where you think you want to go. And if it's not really what's supposed to happen, then, you know, you might divert into a slightly different direction too. And it was just really good to have the ability to talk to someone who doesn't actually know me at all. And she was just a sounding board giving like just really kind of practical advice. And some of the stuff was, I was like, oh yeah, God, I know that, but I've forgotten that this is how I should be looking at this. So, hey, you know, finding someone that you feel who you can chat about your business or how you're feeling about your business. And I think that's really important.
I think, that's going to come as tip number 3. I think networking and coaching. I think don't be afraid of those kind of things. It's like, it does feel vulnerable being in those positions where it's like, you know, you're kind of exposing yourself to a new bunch of people within different industries or different businesses within the same industry or in the regards to going to coaching. Like, there's nothing horrible about that. And that's another really budget-friendly way of doing things as well. It's like, look, if you can't necessarily get everything in a row right now, you can at least put the foundations down.
Yeah.
And that's about chipping away at it. So, you know, whether or not you get a consult from a designer and go, can you just do an audit on my brand? I can't afford to do the full work at the moment and I'm also too busy, XYZ, insert reason here. But, you know, at least you're starting to get a couple of, like, a professional opinion. Then you can start doing your surveys and just getting people's opinion, like the general public and your clients and customers' opinions.
Yeah.
And like you can just slowly chip away at those kind of things. And then going to network groups will be a great way to, you know, make more connections with people. It's always having fun being having friends in high places. So the end.
Cool.
That's it.
Excellent. All right. Thank you. I actually think that was really beneficial because I felt like I needed to hear that because I'm going through it myself. And then we are also trying to do that with our own Creative Clinks brand. So it's good just to chat it out. I think we should chat about where we're going for the rest of the year with maybe some of our guests. So I know, and like, yeah, because this is really late to the party with what we were chatting about late last year, 100% we are going to have on our human design friend. That is going to be our next one we are recording because that was supposed to happen on late last year and that hasn't. And then also, Georgie, I know we've spoken about someone else who is someone I came across. Her name is Ruby, a very, very talented person, like multi-dimensional creative, who I'd love to chat to as well. And what about you, Georgie? Is there anyone on your bucket list of people to chat to?
Well, we have a few DJs in the pipeline, would you believe it or not?
What?
So that's going to be very entertaining. Yeah.
I love this.
And a few extra friends that I've made at DMA over the last 12 months. I've already gone to two of those conferences in less than a year. Oh my goodness.
Wow. Yeah. All right. And if anyone has like a guest they want us to bring back in particular, please DM us and we'll make that happen.
Hell yeah.
All right, Georgie. Well, I think this has been a really nice start to 2024. Awesome. All right.
We got to love it. Oh, wait, excuse me. We're going to have an international check-in coming up as well.
A what? What do you mean?
Someone is going to Japan.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, very quickly, bucket list check off, like tick off. I'm going to Japan to see Janet Jackson. I'm exciting. Literally just going to Japan for that. Anyway, that is in March. We can talk about that later. All right. Well, so this is one more thing too. I think we've both decided that we wanted to change. It was relevant at the time. It's probably not so much now. We've gone through lots of like cringy episodes doing it. So we are not going to do our woo-woos anymore. Can I get woo-woo? I'm kind of a bit sad about it, but that's okay. We have changed as people. So we got to come up with something else, Georgie. Like there's got to be an end catchphrase. Or something.
And I feel like we need to ponder on this or jump on a ChatGPT and we'll find something.
No, we can't have AI figure it out for us.
Oh, look, you know, if you can't beat them, join them, right? No, I'm kidding. But no, you are right. We do need a new catchphrase. We need something, but we're always going to have clinkers. We're going to have our clinkers, so don't you worry, guys. But what? We're going to have to sit on this, I don't know.
Maybe we can have some suggestions too. If anyone can think of anything, please let us know. What could be a really good little catchphrase?
Or even a noise.
A noise. Are we going to get our guests involved with it, though?
It was a bunch of different...
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. We're not going to get our guests involved. All right. Okay. We have to come up with a noise or something.
But we are going to have a question refresh.
We are. Hang on, but we only changed it not that long ago.
We did it at the beginning of last year.
Oh, my God. Okay. Shoot. All right. Yep.
All right. Well, I think, look, we've got homework. We're going to bring back a catchphrase and or a noise as well as three new beautiful questions, which also I want to put a twist on this year. I would love that we get our guests to leave a question with us to ask the next
guest. That's right. Yes, I'm loving this. Okay, done. All right, Miss Georgie.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we will see you next time. Bye.
For now, we'll leave you with that and have a great week. Cheers.